Where's the salsa?
Hello, and welcome to the Greater Dayton Podcast, where we cover news, facts, and upcoming events with some comedy. It is Thursday, 7:17, and we're so glad you're tuning in today. I am your host, Aaron Chamberlain, and joining me, as always, the man who brings the wit and the wisdom, Sir Jamie. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Just started vacation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you didn't know.
Nah.
Secret.
How long are you off for?
I don't go back till Wednesday.
Whoa. Any big plans?
Yes. Nothing.
Catch up on all your
we have a warehouse to sort through. That's the priority.
You also have your 3D printer to play with, don't you?
I do, but that's not a priority.
Well, thank you for the little minion thing you gave me.
Yeah.
I'll put that in the show notes because that's pretty cool. I like to collect minions, and I got a little minion thing. Actually, it's upside down. Do you do anything this past weekend? Anything fun?
Let's see, past weekend, what did we do?
I know I got to look at my calendar because I forget.
I don't even remember, honestly.
Let's see.
What was last weekend?
Oh, we did the ice cream trail on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what I did, honestly. Sorted through stuff.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
There you go. Sorted through, did some laundry, maybe some grocery shopping.
Did do a lot of laundry.
There you go.
Cleaned the house up a little bit.
It's pretty important. Yeah, we did a little bit of the ice cream trail. We only got to like 6 or 7 stops, but there's some good ones.
What did you hit?
I couldn't tell you that. I'd have to look it up.
Was it towards Cincinnati?
No, a lot of them were in this area.
Did you hit Jubies?
Jubies? I don't think so.
It's a good one. You need to go there.
See if I can find it.
My personal favorite.
I hate how they do this because I created a little.
Did you hit Young's?
No, we didn't get that far.
Because you didn't go towards Springfield. Did you go to.
Here we go.
Miamisburg?
I can tell you.
Like two scoops?
Something like that. Maybe.
Next to a movie theater.
I don't know. I can't tell you.
There's Grandpa's like candy store right across the street from it.
No, I don't think we went to that one then.
It's a good one.
We went to Sweet Peas Handcrafted Ice Pops. I think that's in is that at the market, Second Street Market or whichever street it is? I
haven't been to that one yet.
What was the other one?
Dairy Queen?
No. I think I Heart Ice Cream.
Where's that at?
What was that? I just had it.
In Ohio, obviously.
Southwest Ohio. basically is where a lot of
okay.
it's on West 3rd Street. Oh, that's the one I think that was
so closed. You're all downtown then.
Mostly, yeah. We did travel a little bit. Here we go. The root beer stand, we went to one.
Yeah.
Jet Freeze. That was cool.
A lot of people like that one.
Super Scoops Ice Cream, Centerville.
Yeah.
But we didn't go too far because, I mean, Three Dips Ice Cream, that was the other one. That was actually pretty good. I think that was the one I got.
Should have went down to a Rip Rap.
Yeah, it's on our list. We just can't get to
good.
It. But one of the favorites.
They have the blue ice cream there.
Ooh.
Like Kings Island has.
Yeah. It's pretty good. One of our favorites was, it was like Cherry Dole Whip.
The Dole Whip.
It's banging. It's good.
Yellow Springs has a good one. It's the Corner Cone. It has a lot of that squirrel stuff that you can get on there.
We're probably going to get all of them at one point and
like
make a trip to the other parts.
Sugar overload if you went everywhere.
We had to get like the smallest of everything.
Yep.
And then we stopped for food and then that was the end.
Sick afterwards, I bet.
That was the end of it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's jump into some news because we got some stuff today. So for Ohio news, looks like Governor DeWine has appointed a new work group co-chaired by former legislators to deliver concrete proposals for property tax reform by September 30th, citing the financial strain on families from rising property values, DeWine has tasked this group with finding solutions that provide meaningful relief without harming essential local services like schools and police.
Right.
This is the second state-level attempt to address the issue. But this new group will report directly to the governor so he can,
So he can not do anything about this one also.
Yeah, second time around.
Yeah.
AES Ohio and CenterPoint Energy are asking state regulators to approve significant rate hikes, which, if approved, the average AES Ohio resident bill will increase by 14%.
If we're not getting screwed enough already.
I know. It's about $22. And it's also talking about the gas bill might go up about 25%, which is about 23%.
You know, so, they're hiring right now if you're interested. they are, actually. I saw a post for it today.
Well, they gotta,
you can work from home.
They got to fund that somehow.
They don't give you a discount, though, even though you work for them.
That's kind of...
It's crappy.
It's pretty gassy.
Yeah.
Gaslighting you.
Electric. Woogie woogie.
But they're having a public hearing for residents to comment on it. looks like it'll be at the Dayton Municipal Building for CenterPoint on July 29th and AES from August 7th and August 14th.
Should go in with some tasers.
Show up. Show up.
It's really shocking.
Just like, we only want solar power, none of this stuff. No, I'm just kidding.
Is that why they're raising the rates?
I don't know.
Because of Civita and their little solar power thing?
I don't know. I doubt it.
Is that working yet?
I don't think so.
No.
I saw wires hanging out.
Okay.
Amtrak rail plan. So there's a major proposal. A new study is advancing an Amtrak plan to connect Ohio's major cities.
They've been trying to do that for years.
Yeah, Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, and Dayton.
D's.
Three C's plus D is what they call it.
D's?
keep that joke in your head. Local impact. The plan proposes new stations in Dayton and Springfield, restoring passenger rail service that ended in 1979. I wish that was still around. I would love the train. Train's good, plane's bad.
Right, woo-hoo. Yep. You can...
Hey, the one time I can use it, the train was about missed it. The route would offer three daily round trips with an estimated travel time of under 5 hours between Cincinnati and Cleveland.
Going to be late. I'm on the train.
Yeah, pretty much. Amtrak anticipates the line would attract up to 500,000 passengers a year, and supported by significant federal investment in passenger rail, the targeted launch date for the new service would be in 2035.
When you got there, you would still have to take an Uber everywhere, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. But, I mean, it'd be fun just to ride the train.
Yeah,
just take a weekend and just, you know, go browse Cleveland, stay the night, come back.
A lot of scenery you could see with that. I'm all for it.
I bet you it'd be cheap.
Yeah.
Cheaper than driving, flying.
Just think how much gas you'll save.
Right. And keep it inside.
Yeah. Bottled up in this little can on wheels.
Dayton's got some news. Got a lot of news, actually, so I'm going to try to... kind of steam through some of this. Looks like downtown road to be closed this Saturday for an event. Looks like declared Dayton event at the Riverscape Metro Park beginning at 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monument Avenue between Patterson Boulevard and Harris Street will be closed. Dayton Public Schools Board of Education members unanimously condemned Ohio's new law on the newly passed state budget banning students in Dayton from transferring buses downtown using school-issued bus passes. I know we've talked about that a couple different times.
Yeah.
It just says the Board of Education condemned it. That doesn't mean it means anything.
Your kids can't ride the bus.
Yeah, pretty much. Marion's Pizza turned 60. Did you hear about that?
That was yesterday.
It was. Celebrates with discount for customers on Wednesday.
And there was a line all the way around the building.
Yeah. Well, they were offering 60% off
it's
the
two
pizzas.
Still $8.
Yeah,
you could have got $9.99 from Domino's and delivered.
So if you're hearing this now, you missed out. Brunch returns to Table 33. This was after they got shut down for that small fire and leak that happened. You remember that?
Yeah.
It's like just leaked below. That's where all the store was. So it looks like open 9 to 3 Wednesday through Sunday, and eventually they're going to restore the dinner side of it. Mikey's Late Night Slice to open in former local Katina spot by Day Air Ballpark. It's the first one in the Dayton region. I think they're like in Columbus or something.
It's fall, I think. I heard, or December.
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure.
I heard it on the radio today.
Yeah. Wayne Avenue in Dayton is set to welcome 6 new businesses this year. This includes the Food Castle. We talked about that. It's where the old Tanks Bar and Grill was. Bootleg Bagels from Yellow Springs. Good Hands Bread Company.
What do you think they'll taste like?
What? The bagels
from Yellow Springs.
Well.
Sourdough.
Sour Boots. I wonder where they got the bootleg from.
I don't know.
Good Hands Bread Company. Another food and carby.
I don't like the name of that.
Yeah. It's going to be on. Good Hands Bread Company will be on. Is it Dietz Block or Diet? It looks like Diet's Block.
It's sure not a diet if you're going there.
Right. Yet to be named brunch restaurant from the owners of Wheat Penny, also in that building. The Made Ceramic Art Studio moving to Wayne, and the Agnes Caribbean restaurant set to open on Wayne's. I think those are all this year.
Everything's on Wayne.
Yeah. Well, they took care of those some of those roads.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, it feels like I don't mind going to
right.
the Kroger there
they
anymore.
Still have a drunk Wendy's over there.
Yeah, it's probably still. I don't think that changed. Brumkey, you know who those people are?
Your trash people.
Yeah, they have lots of gas.
Yeah.
Urging customers to be more careful about what they throw away because they've had three recent fires at its facilities caused by improperly disposed items. They specifically warn against lithium-ion batteries found in phones, vapes, and power tools in regular trash or recycling bins. Other items include propane tanks, used charcoal, pool chemicals. Please check your local solid waste district for proper disposal.
And
then, thank you.
And then they throw away the cleaning containers at work into the dumpster.
Yep. The Silly Goose Creative Play Cafe. This is in Beaver Creek. It's a new business. What you got?
Yeah, pullets and ice cream. Something on the news. I don't know. You were just talking about ice cream. That's just ironic that it pops up.
They're always listening.
Yeah, that's your phone, too.
So this new Beaver Creek establishment, Silly Goose Creative Play Cafe, combines imagination-focused indoor play space for young children with a comfortable coffee shop for parents. This is on 2781 Center Drive and designed primarily for children 5 and under, featuring a play market, kitchen, and dress-up area with wooden toys. While children play, parents can enjoy coffee, pastries, and kid-friendly snacks with Wi-Fi.
I don't think that's going to work.
I looked at the image.
I like
image.
The idea, but it
yeah, I looked at the image, and it's kind of neat. They have like the little shop spot where you can buy, you know, the
right.
coffee and pastries, and they had the whole area for the kids to play in.
Parents are just too paranoid to leave their little one that young.
Well, they'll be there.
Right, but still,
they can see everything.
Uh huh.
Admission is
you know how fast little kids move.
$14 for 2-hour play session, as they call it.
Uh huh.
All right.
One injury shuts that place down.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Centerville. We got the Mudlick Tap House announcing its final day of service in downtown Dayton, and they're moving to Centerville. Premier Health opens up their Cancer Prevention Supportive Care Center in Centerville, designed to support individuals across every stage of cancer journey, from prevention and risk management to survivorship and palliative care. So that's kind of cool. Cool place to be. Well, not cool place to be. a good resource and establishment for those situations.
Right.
Kettering. I put this one in there. It's kind of funny. Meet the chickens.
Oh, yeah?
Kettering man's pets or farm animals. The Combs family of Kettering has a flock of pet chickens in their backyard. But whether the 18 chickens violate the city rules is up for debate with the city zoning appeals board. Todd Combs says, I love these pets so much.
They're not fighting, are they?
I call them buddies or babies. He has leashes and will take the hens for a walk, though he said with chickens, they are the ones in the lead.
Right.
You want walking around on the sidewalk with a chicken?
We've got chickens at our work. But
yeah.
They're actually called geese, but
yeah.
They're just as bad.
Just as tasty, probably.
I don't know. I've never had one.
Also in Kettering, construction is expected to start by the end of the year on VC Flats, which is a modern 264-unit multifamily community to offer amenity-rich live work environment in Kettering section in Miami Valley Research Park. So that's going to be expensive, I'm sure, to live there.
Right. Everything's expensive.
Anything with a flat in the flat in the name is probably not
right.
going to be
that's
cheap.
That's what your wallet's going to look like.
Yeah, flat.
Definitely not going to be thick with money.
Unless it's coins.
Yeah, right.
You get a
change purse. That's all you got left.
You know, some people don't even know what a change purse is.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, man. You probably don't know how to read an analog clock or write in cursive.
What's these hands for?
All right. Miamisburg. CRG Defense opens a new $9.5 million headquarters on Wednesday. This facility is instrumental in carrying out corporate vision of building businesses and cultivating philanthropy and growing community. Cool. They had a ribbon cutting ceremony on Tuesday. Good for them.
Yay, keep the ribbon.
Speaking of new things opening. In Moraine, defense contractor Hyphen Innovations is moving this summer into a new renovated 6,500 square foot headquarters on Kettering Boulevard in Moraine. The move supports the company's growth and its major contracts with clients like the U.S. Air Force, the manufacturing high-performance aerospace parts. This one was a cool one. I actually watched this video. In Oakwood, resident Connor Seals recently won the 2025 U.S. National Yo-Yo Contest.
Yeah.
Dude, you should watch it. I grew up with the yo-yos, but yeah. I'm nowhere even close at this level. He beat the second-place finisher, Chandler Steele, by about 9 points, and Steele, coincidentally, is from Xenia. So we have two yo-yoers in pretty close proximity.
You know, you can't yo-yo with a tampon? It doesn't work like that.
Can't say that I have. Can't say that I have.
Yeah. Just kind of...
In Trotwood, Taste of Jamaica relocates from Dayton to Trotwood. Known for its oxtail and jerk chicken, they're going on Salem relocated to Salem Avenue after 3 years. Waynesville. You're still stuck on that joke. Can't get off of it.
Just visually in my head.
Yeah, I'm glad you are. I'm not. I'm reading. Taylor's Coffee and Creamery in Waynesville is now offering several new items, including the viral 34-ounce coffee bucket. Have you seen these things?
No. I mean, big gulp of coffee.
Yeah. These large iced lattes inspired by social media contain 4 shots of espresso for $9.85.
Just jolt.
And come with a $1 discount for customers who bring the bucket back for a refill.
Right. That's really funny. Love your coffee.
They also have latte popsicles, ice cream sundae flights. As part of the community focus, the creamery partners with other local businesses to offer donuts and bagels. Hey.
Does the ice cream come in that big jug?
I don't know. I didn't check that far. Yeah. But speaking of bagels, they should reach out to Bootleg Bagels.
Yeah.
Because they're coming in. West Carrollton, Culver's is open. And it's popping.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went there the other day.
What do you like about it?
It's tasty.
Their wife likes the fish.
Yeah?
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's good.
Don't get the butter burger. Put you in the bathroom.
I'm sure it
does. It does.
I'm sure it does.
20 minutes down the road, man, you're hurting.
Well, anything with the word butter in it, I'm not sure. It's the main ingredient.
Slides right through you.
Is it just a bun with like a slab of butter?
It's like really buttery.
All right. Yellow Springs, after 5 decades at the helm, Dan Young is retiring as CEO of Young's Jersey Dairy this fall.
Very moving.
He will transition to the role of chair of the board, passing leadership to the 4th-generation family member, John Young, effective November 1st. Let's see. John, the current chief imagination officer. We need to...
Imagination? got a puppet show going on?
We need one. We need one of those. He will adopt the new official title, Chief Ice Cream Entertainment Inspiration Officer, while keeping his Farm Fun CIEIO acronym.
That's pretty good.
Gosh. That's good. That's good. Yep. All right. Well,
I bet he scooped that job up in a hurry.
Yep. Yes, it did. All right. Let's move on to some facts. Ohio, on July 22nd, 1833, Benjamin Hanby, American poser of Jolly Old St. Nicholas, born in Rushville, Ohio. July 21st, 1934, near Gallipolis, Ohio, state record for temperature, 113 degrees.
Pretty hot.
Can you tell me what that is in Celsius?
No.
45. Not that it matters.
Nope.
July 21st, 1901, Dayton's Union Station is dedicated and opened. July 21st, 1959, Arthur J. Fry and Raymond C. Davis of Dayton receive a patent for the ice cube tray. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of that.
Same too.
July 17th, 1917. Comedian Phyllis Diller, born in Allen County, one of the first women to become famous doing stand-up comedy, was born in Lima. A homemaker, a mother of 5, and originally wanting to be a pianist, pianist.
Right.
She began doing comedy when she was 37. She put together an act that included wild clothes and wigs, a cigarette holder, and jokes about celebrities, herself, and life in general. She appeared on The Tonight Show, and her career skyrocketed. She also has appeared in 21 movies, TV shows, and painter, with her work having been shown in Cincinnati Art Museum.
I have to look her up.
Yeah, she is also in Ohio's Women's Hall of Fame. I thought that was neat.
Yeah.
A famous Daytonian, Natalie Zane Babbitt, was an American writer and illustrator of children's books. Her 1975 novel, Tuck Everlasting, was adapted into two feature films and a Broadway musical. She received the Newbery Honor and Christopher Award and was the U.S. nominee for Biennial International Hans Christian Andersen Award in 1982.
What was her last name?
Babbitt.
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 Babbitt season?
B-A-B-B-I-T-T. A lot of B's and T's.
Yeah.
B-B-B-D-T-T-D-D-B-B. Okay. Let's look at some days of the week. What we got coming up this year?
Thursday. That's today.
Let's do Friday. I think
let's start with Friday.
Yeah, we usually hit
the F day.
The third day.
Monday.
Third day. Friday. National Black Leaders Awareness Day. And National Caviar Day.
Mine's still loading.
Ugh.
Here we go.
Sour Candy Day.
This is tomorrow?
Yeah, the 18th.
Caviar Day.
Yeah. Ugh.
Ugh.
World Listening Day.
Perfect Family Day.
I hope you listen to this tomorrow. Perfect Family Day?
That's what it says.
Oh, well, because no one could live by those standards.
Only on 80s TV shows like The Cosbys.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one you want to get?
Perfect TV show.
That's the one you want to go with.
Everyone loved that show.
Insurance.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's been something they were drinking.
Oh, there we go. Insurance Nerd Day.
It's like Randy on TV.
Insurance.
I don't have anything other than like those three, but yeah, it sucks.
National Dapper Your Data Day. National Mandela International. Big Butterfly. No. Yeah. There's not much. There wasn't much.
Yeah.
What
do you got for Saturday?
Probably something better. National Urban Beekeeping Day. God forbid it would be suburban or whatever. Whatever.
You got to keep your bees in a certain area.
National Football Day?
That's
wrong month.
Which, that was like a Dayton thing. We talked about that like last week, I think.
Did we?
Yeah. But it was like founded here in Dayton.
It's dedicated to one of the nation's most beloved sports, American football. I don't know. Let's say it in here. Man, there is so much in here. For all these days, like, we don't care to go that in depth.
Well, right.
National Daiquiri Day.
That's on Saturday?
Yep. Get a daiquiri.
Yeah, I see it now. There it is. Wooden Wagon Day.
International Karaoke Day.
You know, you were talking about ice cream on Sunday is Ice Cream Soda Day. So you need to go get you some ice cream soda somewhere.
Yeah. International Snowden Race.
I know they are advertising for Skyline to have a really good one.
Yeah, I like it. Tasty. National Words with Friends Day. That was probably popular when it was popular. I mean, it probably still is.
Yeah, actually, Sunday is National Ice Cream Day. That's not just too ironic here.
It's National Saturday is Stick Out Your Tongue Day. I'm celebrating. You like hold up a sign, National Stick Out Your Tongue.
There's a lot of women that do that in their pictures for some reason.
Yeah, it's a trend. It's, we don't understand as
that they were imitating their dogs, I guess.
Sunday, National Moon Day.
Ooh.
And not the moon you're thinking.
M-O-O-N?
Well, no, it's still spelled the same way. You walk by, here's National Moon Day.
Right.
Yep. National Ice Cream Day. There it is.
Yep.
Friends Day in Argentina. Chess Day. Friendship Day in Brazil. National Lollipop Day. I haven't had a lollipop in years. Channel your inner child by popping a lollipop in your mouth on National Lollipop Day. From Tootsie Pops to Whirly Pops to Chupa Chups and more. And all those listening to all the that I'm putting into this. Oh, man. National Ugly Truck Day. I got one of those.
I don't.
National Wiffle Ball Day.
What if you're ugly and in a truck? Does that still count?
Well, as long as you're eating a popsicle or a lollipop.
Right.
Hmm.
beat her today.
All right. Anything else on Sunday?
No.
All right. What's on Monday? National Be Someone Day. Dude, you get to pick? Taking a few minutes, even just a few seconds, to make a difference in the life of a child with National Be Someone Day.
It's Global Hug Your Kid Day.
Okay. What if you don't have any kids?
Just hug somebody else's kid.
You just go hug somebody else. Oh, man.
What are you doing?
It's National Hug a Kid Day. I mean, hug, yeah.
Yeah.
National Junk
Mind
Food
Day. Mind your business.
Day.
Hugging people.
I wonder if the wife will care if I celebrate National Junk Food Day.
Maybe. Legal Drinking Age Day.
Yeah, right, because we need that on a Monday.
Right.
I got a good one. You might see it. You may not. Take a Monkey to Lunch Day.
Yeah. It's on here. I don't know what it means.
They have a picture of a monkey eating banana.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Based on a weird criminal court case that occurred in Tennessee in the 1920s, this day brings up some controversial themes of evolution, religion, and honesty in the court system. Interesting.
So, no monkey business.
I guess.
Monday.
Invite an alien to live with you day is on Monday.
Only in Springfield.
No, they don't eat the aliens. They're eating the dogs. Well, Monday is No Pet Store Puppies Day.
Yeah. How convenient.
Belgium National.
Oh, stretch.
All right. Tuesday, what we got?
Where are we at? Tuesday?
National Hammock Day.
What is it? Do you have Spoonerism Day? Because I have no idea what that is.
Spoonerism. Yeah.
What is
playing with language, switching sounds, and creating hilarious twists, these linguistic acrobatics add a dash of fun to everyday conversation. What is it? But what does that mean?
I was thinking it was like playing the spoons on your leg or something.
Yeah, something. And if in referring to jelly beans, the phrase accidentally comes out as belly jeans, then a slight full of spoonerism has occurred. So when you swap the letters, it looks like? Like Dane Bramage? Officer, I swear to drunk, I'm not God.
Yeah,
so, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, okay.
That's kind of neat. Plays on words for silliness. Yeah, I mean, it's right up our alley, actually.
Exactly.
But this is the picture that they put with it. Some dude with a big
with the belly?
Belly sticking out.
Oh, that's lovely. Definitely.
Spoon, yeah, because it's silly, I guess.
Right.
National Be a Good Teammate Day.
That would be good for Lent Day.
And how do you spell that? How do you spell Lent? National Rat Catcher's Day. We have two rats.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Did you catch them?
Nope, we bought them.
No. Well, you didn't really.
Or someone, we caught them from somebody else. They gave them to us.
Gotcha.
Fragile X Awareness Day.
Do you have Bacon, Lettuce, and Tomato Sandwich Day?
Wow, no.
No, BLT.
No, I don't, actually.
Oh,
interesting. No. National Mango Day, World Brain Day. All right, Wednesday.
Vanilla Ice Cream Day.
Yeah.
The best.
And it's also Sprinkle Day, and it's also Peanut Butter and Chocolate Day.
Is it really?
And it's National Gorgeous Grandma Day, so they all go together. Like,
right.
Look at this. Look at this picture. It's a nice little assortment.
Right.
It's just, it just works.
Sprinkles.
Together.
Yep. They did that on purpose.
National Women Touched by Addiction Day. the wording is
right. That's the wrong word for that.
Hot Enough for Ya Day, and that's YA. Ya.
International Yada Yada
Yada
Day.
Yeah. Rewatch the iconic Seinfeld episode that made Yada 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 household substitute for blah blah blah.
I hate Seinfeld.
Yeah. I watched some of it. It's all right.
That's funny. He annoys me.
Yeah.
His voice is worse than mine.
Have a voice off. Let's see. Well, it's Everybody Deserves a Massage Week.
Tell my wife that.
National Moth Week.
When is that?
This week.
What day?
19th to the 27th.
National Moth Week.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's when the Mothman Festival will be.
In the state of West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Yeah, I know. I'm from there.
There's somebody at work that they're big fans of that.
Yeah, I've watched. You have watched the Mothman Prophecies?
Should.
It's a little scary movie.
Yeah.
It's not really that scary.
Is it true?
Yes.
It's very true.
It's yes.
Like Bigfoot, right?
So true.
Uh-huh.
All right, Thursday, National Tell an Old Joke Day.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Thursday
who?
Not Thursday yet. Classic.
Classic. National Tequila Day. National Drive-Through Day. That should paired with junk food day.
Right.
National Cousins Day, International Self-Care.
It's sad day.
Sad day.
Seasonal affective disorder. Sad.
Oh, I see.
Isn't that where you get that in the winter more than the summer?
Maybe.
Because you don't have enough sunlight?
Yeah. It's kind of depression season.
Maybe it's because we're getting so much rain.
Yeah. We have.
It's usually a drought right now, but no, it's rain. Constantly.
National Amelia Earhart Day. Earth Overshoot Day. Symbolizing humanity's responsibility and reflecting the urgency to restore balance by valuing and preserving Earth's resources for future generations. Okay.
Uh-huh. All right.
I think that's about it.
Long day at work.
Any of those.
Yeah. Cousins Day.
Famous people born on Thursday. J-Lo. Amelia Earhart, Anna Paquin.
That means Greenville should be having her festival here soon.
Yep.
You ever been to that?
Mm-mm.
Pretty cool.
Do you know it's Eggplant Month?
No.
It is.
I'm not a fan of eggplant.
Lasagna Awareness Month?
Oh, now I'm good for that.
But why is it awareness?
Hey, I'm aware I need some right now.
It's Beans Month.
Yeah.
It's been sounding like you've had some of the beans.
I did earlier. Taco ones.
National Hemp Month. Talk to us.
That's a couple months behind.
Yeah. Wild about wildlife. Bank account bonus month.
Yeah. From whose account?
That's right. Somebody's bank.
Yeah.
It's not mine.
With bank
on
it.
All right. Let's talk about some events. I am getting better at this. I think I have a little bit of a system this time around.
Oh, excuse me.
You have a little bit of something
over there.
I got
some major gas. Sorry about that.
Coming out both ends.
Upset tummy, diarrhea.
All right. So we're going to look at first recurring events, starting with July 17th, which is today. Still got some exhibits going on. Matilda, the musical, is still playing. Thursday is Lebanon Farmers Market, usually every Thursday. Sunset at the Market, downtown Dayton. Karaoke Thursdays at the Beer Company. Open mic night at Dunaway's. Open mic night Thursdays at the Barrel House. Trivia at Fun Bach Family Brewing. Matilda is on here twice. Music bingo at the Trolley Stop. On Friday, looks like Cruise in the Roadhouse at Rip Rap. Friday night patio party at the Neon. By the way, I looked and saw they have, like, you have the theater, and then across the street is, like, well, not the theater. They have, like, the parking. Across the street is a big patio. Like, we saw it the other day when we, Friday, we went to the Levitt. Check it out. Miami Valley Sports Bar trivia. Dayton Dragons, where they're playing the Great Lakes this week.
I'm trying to win tickets.
Huh?
I'm trying to win tickets for it, yeah, for Saturday.
Friday also has social vintage dancing, Friday nights. Saturday, we got the summer band series at the Dayton Beer Company. A bunch of farmers market, Yellow Springs, Franklin, Shiloh, Greene County, Troy, Oakwood Farmers Market at the Heights, New Carlisle Farmers Market. Looks like VFW's got the grilled pork chop dinner. I think they do that. Prices vary. They do that pretty regularly. I think every Saturday, they have a different meal. And then on Sunday, looks like a bunch of the repeat. They got the vinyl at the Barrel House where you can, looks like, I think you can bring in your own stuff. Matilda's still playing pretty much all weekend. Dayton Poetry Slam at the Yellow Cab. And then Sunday Fun Day Karaoke at the Barrel. Monday, we got boot camp fitness class. We got the dance. That's at Riverscape. Then a Michael Solomon Pavilion, we got the dance beginner square dance. And then Oregon Express has Monday Night Laughs. Tuesday, Trivia Tuesdays at Dayton Beer Company, karaoke night at the Barrel, And then, let's see, Wednesday. Where are you, Wednesday? Okay. Wednesday, we got Miamisburg Farmers Market, Trotwood Community Market, Fairborn Farmers Market. Then they have the Boot Camp Fitness Class and Swerk Fitness Class down at Riverscape. They have Puzzle Feud at the Dayton Beer Company. That looks fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Complete a 500-piece puzzle.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah. Like, I want to go do it. I'm going to keep talking about it until I go. That'd be fun. Drink a little bit, play a little bit. Open mic night at the Leaf and Vine. And then Thursday, looks like Lebanon's Farmers Market. They got a community hot dog roast at the Habitat Environmental Center. And then Karaoke Thursday's Dayton Beer Company. So those are all the recurring events. And then I am just going to do everything else. I'm not going to split them apart any this time because I think it takes up even more time if I do that backtracking every day. However, it's going to be a lot at once, so we'll see. All right. So on Thursday, which if you're listening to this, you're going to miss all this, so let's just not worry about that.
Go straight to Friday.
Let's go straight to Friday. And let me tell you, it's a long list. All right, starting us off, we got the Warren County Fair still going on. Looks like two more days in Warren County. Summer Moon Festival, got a few more days in Wapakoneta. Buckeyes Woodcarvers Roundup, looks like a couple more days at the Poor Farmers Campground. Industrial Strength Bluegrass Summerfest, that's happening in Xenia, so that'll be fun. Secret Dreams Music and Arts Festival, a couple more days in Legend Valley. Community Garage Sale going on in Piqua. Annual Friends of Six Garage Sale, that's kind of neat. I think they use that to raise money for Sixa.
It's the dog people, right?
Yeah.
There's one.
I think it's more than just dogs.
There's an event today, actually, down the hill.
Yeah.
Rip Rap.
This is at the old Sixa building in Wilmington Pike. Fairborn, they got Mary Help of Christians Festival. Interesting. That's a multi-day one. Annie the Musical is going on for a couple days. Hamilton's got Big River Get Down. Selena has Boardwalk Fest. They also have Immaculate Conception Parish Festival. I guess they have competing festivals, maybe, unless they just have different names on here for some reason. Middletown has the Ohio Challenge. Piqua has Christmas in July in downtown Piqua.
Really?
Yeah. Middletown has the Ohio Challenge Hot Air Balloon Festival. That'd be interesting.
This is Middletown?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was last weekend.
I think...
just the air left over.
Was it West Carrollton? Somebody had balloon festival.
Yeah.
I think this is a little different. Great Miami River has clean sweep of the GMR canoe float, whatever that is.
You take a canoe and you go down, you pick up the trash.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. It's the clean sweep, basically.
So when you
seriously, that's what it is.
I believe you. I believe you, but it's not something I would probably go to.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I'm already doing, if I volunteered and, cared about society. I mean, I do.
Right.
Just not the environment. Oh, wait. Maybe I do.
Well.
Springfield got the Clark County Fair. Miamisburg's got Touch a Truck.
When does Clark County start?
It says 8 a.m.
Is it tomorrow?
I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't have a multi-day thing on here, but it might. It could have been wrong.
I think it's, that sounds about right, because it's usually the week before Greene County.
Third Friday Fort Ancient Archaeology Tour in Fort Ancient.
excuse me.
Bless you. Voss Haas Cruise Inn 2025 in Centerville. Newton Local Market.
Voss Haas.
Newton Local Market in Pleasant Hill. And then we got some music. Gina Cullen and Old Mason Winery. Sean Finnegan Jazz Duo at the Mayflower in Troy. Scott Huchins at Crooked Handle at the Borough. Crooked Handle Brewing Company. Junior at Dunaway's in Troy. Matt Jenkins at Bach Family Brewing. The Bruins Camarillo and the Reverie at the Yellow Cab. Shrek the Musical is going on at the Epiphany Lutheran Church. Thought about checking that out.
You gonna dress like Shrek?
No, I was gonna watch somebody
dress
like
Shrek. More of a donkey.
Yeah, yeah. That'll do, Donkey. Seven Summers is tribute to Morgan Wallen, Springboro Concert. Levitt has the Carlin Carter. McGuffey Lane at Lock Nine Park in Piqua. The Milos at Jane's on the Main. Above Insanity, Obscured, and More at Hidden Gems in Centerville. Dayton Salsa Project. Some of these are music, some of these aren't. In Troy.
You think they get pissed if you show some chips?
Huh? Could you imagine?
Where's the salsa?
Bring in a bunch of just bags full of chips. Thinking you're doing a nice thing. And you're like, that's funny.
What the hell's wrong with this guy?
At the Funny Bone, we got Tommy Davidson. Some more music. Whispery's Speakeasy has Heather in the Swing Set. Wink. Liars for Hire at Foon Booth. There we go. There's one of
the phone booth?
Spoonerlings, yeah, or whatever they called it. I don't think Spoonerlings is the right word.
No. Maybe spoon in there, maybe.
Reed Fields Band at the Barrel. Riley Green at Frey's Pavilion. Heth Bowling at Good Time Charlie's. And Carmen Klaus Acoustic at the Courtyard Lounge in Englewood. Well, that's it for Friday. Moving on to Saturday. And wouldn't you know it, it's a pretty big list, too.
Oh.
It actually might be longer.
But she said.
I'm going to skip over a lot of these festivals I've already mentioned. I don't know if I mentioned the Buckeye Woodcarvers Roundup. Oh, yeah, I did. Let's see. Moving down. Man, a lot of these are repeats, actually, from Friday. Dayton has the Gothic Market for a couple days. Inglewood has a Loving Life 5K run. Cincinnati Outdoor Adventure Expo 5 and 10K. Springboro's got the Ralph E. Wade 5K. And Vandalia has a St. Chris 2-miler run and walk. Okay. Have fun with that. Springfield, they got the Toy and Collectible Show at the VFW Post. Did you know Gem City Comic Con is going on this weekend at the Dayton Convention Center?
I did.
Yeah?
Are you going?
I have other stuff. We're actually going to Kentucky to check out a different Renaissance Festival.
Oh.
So, because we're big fans of the one here in Waynesville. So we're going to check it out. I don't know. I saw a post or something, and it's like, oh, that's pretty neat. In Greenville, they got Waltz of the Wildflowers. Front Street Saturdays. Looks like in Springboro, they got Schoolhouse Rock Live at the La Comedia Dinner Theater. So that actually, I think, is pretty fun. These are live performances featuring the youth performers and our Broadway stars. So that's pretty cool. The Contemporary Dayton has chair yoga. Sorry, I'm not mentioning any times for any of these. Some of these are all day or partial day. If you're interested, just search it. You'll find it. Downtown Tip City has a weekend effect at Moreau Federal 150th Party. So I wonder, it's 150th. What is that for? I wonder, does it have anything on there? No. I don't know. Also in Tip City, the Monroe. I already said that. Never mind. It's just two entries for the same thing. Right. Oh, I think there is a musical band, but there's also it's a block party. Centerville has Glizzy's and Fizzy's Festival. So join Loose Ends Brewing for their first beer fest with a twist. Get your fill of perfectly grilled hot dogs, a.k.a. Glizzy's, creative collab brews, crisp lagers, and sippable seltzers. All right, Schoolhouse Rock Live. I think I mentioned that, so it's a multi-day thing. Looks like Troy has Jeep versus Bronco on the range. Xenia, Caesar Ford Ranger Classic. Beaver Creek has Bubbles and Boots. Country music with some hard seltzers, ciders, and beer. West Milton has Scott Huchins. Troy has the Reedles at the Mayflower. Those are live music performances. These are kind of like after 6 or 7 o'clock. The Funny Bone has Tommy Davidson. Yellow Cab has Ace Slight, Better Anyway, and More at the Yellow Cab. Bach Family Brewing has Garrett Toth. Milton Athletic Club has Oldies Rock and Soul Review, plus Tribute to the King. Who's King? Oh, who do you think the King is?
Prince Charles.
Elvis. Prince Charles. At Springfield State Theater, they got Big Gun No. 1, AC/DC Tribute. Another Shrek the Musical.
King Charles.
Huh?
It's King Charles now.
K. Charles.
He was Prince.
Yeah, he's king now.
Yeah.
Because someone died.
He's dying, too.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see
who
it is
next. King
Long. Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Hubert Heights, Let's Sing Taylor, The Rose.
Oh boy, I'll be going to that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Taylor!
The Levitts got DuPont Brass. Looks like Josh Johnson's at the Victoria Theater. Rustic Rival at Jane's on the Main. The Michael Harris Trans Fusion at the Hidden Gym. At Centerville, Myers-Briggs Centerville Road. Let's see. A Vicious Cycle Band at Good Charlie's. Barely Able at the Barrel. Gian Allen and the Honky Tonk Specials in Troy. Another Heather and the Swing Set in West Carrollton. Summer's Highway at the Phone Booth Lounge. Stargazing at John Bryant State Park. The Tribe at Courtyard Lounge. Tommy Davidson again at the Funny Bone. And Josh Johnson at the Victoria again. He looks like some of these people have multiple performances in the same day. So that's why they were on there like that. All right. Whew. That was Saturday.
Sunday.
A little bit less.
Sunday.
Sunday, a lot of the same festivals that are running pretty much all weekend long. Sunday starts Butler County Fair, the Shelby County Fair, and it looks like Clark County Fair is just still going on.
Fair.
Waynesville Car Show, Troy Kids Triathlon. Man, they really care about them kids, don't they?
Yeah.
Gym City still going on. Middletown's Open Air Summer Market. National Ice Cream Day celebration in Piqua at Susie's Big Dipper.
You going to that?
It's on our list. We didn't get there.
Where's it at?
Not this week. In Piqua.
Piqua, that's too far.
It was out of the way.
Yeah.
Disc golf fundraiser in Tip City. Shrek the Musical. Josh Ryan debuts at Good Charlie's. I like this one. Erotic Poetry Slam.
How do you do that?
After a round of open mic, we'll jump into the erotic poetry slam. Probably just like
make
dirty,
something up.
Dirty talk.
Hickory dickory dock.
Yeah. I think that was at...
My wife has a big rock.
I think this was at the Yellow Cab.
He threw it at me. I threw it at you. Now we both have bigger lumps.
And had to take a big old poo.
Yeah. Right. I could do that.
You could.
Yeah.
Write a song. We'll play it.
Reggie.
Huber Heights got Live and Collective Soul. Piqua has at Lock Nine Park Movie Night. What are they playing, do they say? Watch Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Ooh.
I need to watch 2 before I can see that. Centerville looks like their concert series. They got Landslide, a tribute to Fleetwood Mac.
That should be fun.
Yeah. Springboro concert, 5 band. I don't know if it's at a 5 bands or 5 band. What is it? I don't know. It doesn't have anything on it for me.
The Beatles with an extra person.
Probably. Myamisburg has Brass Tracks. Star City's concert series. Looks like Myamisburg has Dayton Jazz Orchestra at the Hidden Gym.
Oh, boy.
Myamisburg Bass Tracks. Oh, that's the same thing. This one says Bass Tracks. The other one says Brass Tracks. One of those is correct. I'm not sure which one. Lofina Park has Mosaic Church Better Together Band. All right. That's it for that.
Yeah.
Monday. Continuing those fairs that I mentioned already, and then Caltherine's Carousel Round and Round Celebration in Yellow Springs. Tuesday, continuing those fairs and that Round and Round Celebration. we also have Curio Trivia Tuesday at Courthouse Square. Dunaway's donates to the Troy Rec. Shark Week Trivia and Jaws for a Good Cause.
Ooh, that's great.
I think that's also at Yellow Cab. Cox Summer Trams Tour in Springboro Pike.
I'm glad you said that.
Too bad it wasn't
correct.
Timed correctly.
Yeah.
If I would have jumped right into Cox Summer Tram Tours at the Cox Operatorium.
That's a lot of Cox.
Wink. Thunderbeard, tribute to ZZ Top at the North Park Amphitheater. Okay. Music Bingo in Riverscape. And Bear the Moon at Troy Hainer Culture Center.
Because there's a moon thing.
There is.
It's
I bet
the
you.
Same day, I bet.
I bet it is. We don't need to verify that.
Back and rewind and listen and tell us.
And if we got it wrong, write us in and tell us. Wednesday, we got Curio at the courthouse with Zen's Day with Cameron Voorhees. That's a free concert, looks
right,
like.
Right, that's Jason.
It's one of them lunch ones.
Jason Voorhees?
No, this is Cameron Voorhees.
Oh, this is a relative.
Probably.
Right.
Whispery's Speakeasy got live music with Danny Vorce. Season Winans at the Frays. Then on Thursday, last but not least, we have a lot of those fairs still going on, along with that Round and Round celebration. Versailles has a community garage sale. And then looks like Greenfield starts their 7 Mile Bluegrass Festival. Brookville starts their community picnic festival, I guess. It says 3 days, so maybe it's 3 days. Morrow, Ohio starts its Todd's Fork Revival Music Festival. That might be fun.
Yeah.
Cincinnati Paycor Stadium has the Cincinnati Music Festival. That might actually be fun.
Not for me.
Looks like Thursday Curio Unplugged Thursday with Andy Rush at the Courthouse Square. Also, there's Curio Social Yacht Rock Party. I think they do that regularly. Come out in your yacht outfit and act all bougie. Troy has Raiders of the Lost Ark interactive movie party at the Mayflower. Troy also has house party music bingo and then jazz at the Gather. And then Peter Antonio at the Funny Bone. Cool. Well, that's all the events. There's a lot, but we got them. What you got coming up this weekend? I think we talked a little bit
vacation.
About it. That's right, vacation.
Yeah.
Laundry folding. That's all I remember.
I don't know. I don't know what she wants to do, honestly.
Well, for us, we're going to go to that Renaissance Festival. And then Sunday, we're probably going to go to the Kings Island for the work thing since we got tickets.
I'm going to walk around with an umbrella because it won't stop raining.
Yeah, true. Well, it rained that first year we did it, which
was 2 years in a row.
Yeah. It did. I don't think it rained last year.
It did.
Did it?
Lots of rain.
Well, got anything else?
No. I might go see a movie. I mean, I like to go see Superman.
I still want to see that. I've heard all I've heard is good stuff constantly. It's like, oh, it's great. Oh, it's everything I meant to be. Oh, I went in thinking I was going to hate it and came out loving it. So maybe we'll squeeze it in somehow.
I still want to see the dinosaur movie, too. So.
That was pretty good. We saw the drive-in, but it's hard because we were in the very back and it was dark. So,
uh-huh. All right. What were you doing in the very back? And it was dark.
We were in a big car, and uh-huh. They said you had to park in the back.
Right.
And it was one of them expensive cars too. Actually.
Gotcha.
Got anything else?
Nope.
All right. Well, we want to thank everyone for joining us today. Just reminder, we are a value for value podcast, meaning. We don't put anything behind a paywall or make you subscribe for our premium content. But if you get any value out of the show, feel free to contribute with some time, talent, and treasure. Give what you think you get out of the show. If you have any questions or any feedback, you just drop a comment. Tell us how we're doing. Send us an email at greaterdatingpodcast@gmail.com. As always, stay classy. I've never said that until just now.
Yeah, you're old.
So... That's all I got, Jamie.
Alrighty. Have a good weekend.
Hey, you do the same.
Get some ice cream.